from the historic River Market in downtown Kansas City, Missouri, from the crystal blue waters of the Missouri River, it's Two Douchebags and a Microphone Podcast.
And now it's time for the Daily Douchebag Pledge.
Two Douchebags and a Microphone Pledge. I, Joe, or Jane Listener, hereby promise to download every show. I, Joe, or Jane Listener, hereby promise to grab family members' phones and download the show from there. I, Joe, or Jane Listener, hereby promise to go to public computers and download the show from there. I, Joe, or Jane Listener, hereby promise to laugh at all the unfunny jokes. I, Joe, or Jane Listener, hereby promise to lie to all my friends and tell them how good the show is. And finally, I, Joe, or Jane Listener, promise to visit Montrose, Missouri to take advantage of the power plant, campgrounds, and junkyard all within its quarter-mile radius.
Have you ever wondered where something came about? Have you ever looked at something and said, I wonder what the origin of that is? Well, so have we. That's why we give you the origin of...
The origin of knee-high soft drinks. Claude Hatcher overheard a route salesman enter the plant one day and describe the competitor's tall bottle as being knee-high. Knee-high originated with the Chero Cola Company in Columbus, Georgia, by Claude A. Hatcher in 1912.
Hello, this is Satan. You might know me from my pet name, Inflation. I'm here to tell you that there's no better way to relax than listen to Two Douchebags and Microphone by a nice warm fire at night. I sit there and I reflect on all the souls I burned that day. Enjoy.
Two Douchebags and a Microphone, the audio equivalent to the Meat Sweats.
This is Chicago. I am the most dangerous city in North America. You can't touch me.
Oh yeah? This is Kansas City here. Hold my beer, bitch.
Two douchebags and a microphone.
We talk Kansas City.
Hello, everybody. This is Two Douchebags and a Microphone. I am Mark.
And I am Rob.
Hey, Rob. How's it going?
It's going pretty good, actually. Today's Wednesday. It's actually my Thursday this week.
Oh, you got Friday off?
Yes.
Oh, good Friday.
Our company gives us Good Friday paid holiday.
That's good.
Because we, Easter is always on Sunday, so...
That is a good Friday. That's a real good Friday, being off and getting paid for it.
So, I'm going to actually... Well, no, I ain't going to be bored. I got plenty to do. So.
Yeah, you're kind of like me. I've been on vacation all week, but I have not been on vacation. I didn't go anywhere about doing stuff around the house. And anyhow, we're having some more hot tub issues. The main drain and the pump, there's a big pipe that goes to the pump that comes out from the pump, and it's the main circulator of the water in there. Well, it's leaking,
right?
And it's been leaking all over the deck for a little while, but we hadn't noticed it, right? So we noticed it the other day, and the wood's starting to give in a little bit. So anyhow, I had to go get. I bought a 12-ton jack. And I had to go underneath it and put a concrete pad underneath it so I could it won't sink, So I got to jack up that part in the middle of the hot tub where the deck is. I got to jack it up, and I'm gonna put a couple of posts under there to hold it. I'm gonna fit them, measure them and fit them right, and then let the jack down and let it support that area for now until later. you know, I think it's going to be okay if, you know, because we caught it. I think we caught it early enough that the wood isn't just disintegrating. But
you'll have to keep an eye on that wood.
Yes, exactly. Sure. Exactly. The first thing I'm going to do is seal it and paint it really good and then see where that goes from there. But anyhow, I had to go into Harbor Freight and get all this stuff. And I was telling you that there's a neat new thing they got going on, right? Hello.
Yeah.
Well, I go in and you know, Harbor Freight doesn't pay us to endorse them, but this is a cool thing. So I go in there and I see the prices of these things, you know, like for instance, the 12-ton jack was like $80, and it had a blue price tag on there that said 45. So I'm like, huh. Well, obviously I'm going to take the 45, you know, so I put it in the cart. Even if it's 85, I'm going to buy it, right? But it's virtually half price because it's a really nice 12-ton jack that I could use not just, you know, on the deck, but anything that I got going on around here, a 12-ton jack comes in really handy. So anyhow, I go up to the counter. I got a couple other items that I needed, and I go up to the counter, and I go, which price is this? So is it the blue or is it the regular price tag? And she goes, well, it depends. She goes, if you join our club, it's some sort of a Harbor Freight club deal, and it costs like $25, $26 a year. If you buy it for 2 years, it's like $26 or something. I think it's $44 for 2 years. They have all these sales, they have giveaways, and then they have so much percent off, and they send you these flyers, you know, come on in and get this for free, and come on in and we got a great sale on these tools and everything. Like one day they could have grinders on sale for like $5, right, or something like that. Next day they could have a jackhammer for half price. Just depends on what you're looking for, you know. They even have little concrete mixers in there now, which is excellent. And like we talked about off air, Rob, we're both nuts about Harbor Freight. You just had one open up too, right, in Camden?
Oh, yeah, we just had one. No, it's in Osage Beach.
Okay, close enough. But love that store. It used to be that it looked to me like it used to be they just sold junk. Now they don't just sell junk. They still sell junk, but they also sell higher end stuff too. I mean, or not higher end, quality tools for a little, you know, for a really good price. I mean, you're not going to get a price like this at any other place. So essentially what Harbor Freight is doing is they're kind of being like a Costco now. Very smart. You they're not calling it a membership, you know, or like a Sam's Club or something. They're not calling it a membership. They're calling it like their own little, I don't know, something club or something. But essentially what that is it's a membership for cheaper prices. So you give them $44 up ahead of time, like you give Costco, I forgot how much it is, $60 for a white, $120 for a black card where you get money back and all that stuff, you know. So anyhow, they just have one tier. They don't have all the other tiers. But anyhow, you give them that money up front. Of course, they get to use that money up front, and then you get better prices on the back end. I think it's a great idea and a great business model for a place like Home Depot, or not Home Depot, but for Harbor Freight. And
right.
What do you think, Rob? Would you do that?
Yeah, I think I would.
I buy enough tools that it would be worth it.
I love the guys I work with go to Harbor Freight, buy a lot of things.
Oh, I love that store.
And actually, years ago when I was living in Kansas City, we would go to Harbor Freight.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
and now they have like huge air pumps, industrial ones.
Now they're everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, they're.
They've had one in Lebanon that all the guys I know would go to.
So now you got one in Osage Beach.
Jeff City.
Yeah.
Or Jeff City.
They have a couple in Columbia.
They just opened a brand new one in Osage Beach. So.
Okay. And they also have two in Columbia, I know, because I did a lot of work on the...
Two in Columbia?
There's two in Columbia.
Okay, I thought there was only one.
No, there's two. There's one on the north side of town, and one on the extreme east side of town. And the reason I know this is because a few years ago, I'd done a lot of work in Columbia on the University of Missouri Library and a couple other places. And anyhow, I spent quite a bit of time in Columbia, and I was on every side of Columbia, and that's where I found out, I was like, man, where the hell's that Home Depot? So I, typed it into Google, and there's like one like a mile away, and I'm like, oh, because I was out to the eastern edge, I'm like, wow. So they have two. I don't think they have three. I think it's two. I thought I saw two on there. So anyhow, they're doing pretty well. I mean, they're kind of like being the a smart company and doing stuff right, it looks like. So anyhow, I got the mower fixed myself today and mowed the lawn. And so I got a lot of stuff done. So this is kind of neat, having a vacation, not going anywhere. I'd actually get some shit done. So
always nice.
Yeah,
always
nice. And I think Friday, I didn't get a chance to see the grandkids today because Val got to, but I had too much to do. So hopefully Friday we're all going to go to the zoo, and that ought to be fun. So.
No, that'd be great. Yeah. That'd be great.
Yeah, especially with little munchkins along. So.
Got to cherish time while you can. Trust me, I know. I got a 3-year-old.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Because one day before you know it, they're going to be older and not. It's just not quite the same. So, anyway.
I'm hoping to be around to watch him graduate and get married.
Well, and that's everything that we talked about your issue that you'd had. And that's why you're doing something about it. So.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, and everybody's proud of you. You got a lot of emails. I need to print a bunch of them off and just save them for you for when I see you. You know, a lot of people really genuinely concerned about you, well-wishing, everything. So
I appreciate everybody. I appreciate it. And like I said, my sword is raised. Just say battle, I'm going to win.
Yep, yep. And thank you, everybody, for your concern and your kind words. Except for two people, and anyhow, I'm considering blocking them because I don't appreciate that some of the shit that they said, because if you step on someone that's having a hard time, that's what you do. You step on them and take a shit on them. That's what you do, really. Yeah. Anyhow, but everyone else was great. So anyhow, I've got a story here. I got another Gen Z story, Rob. We know we love talking about Gen Z, don't we?
Oh, we love it.
Cool. All right. Well, Gen Z, it seems like they have a new thing, relatively new thing. It's called menu anxiety. I'm not screwing with you. This is not the fake story. And no one caught my fake no one caught my fake story yet from last week, and I'm very proud of it. So
and I ain't heard nothing, so darn, nobody's caught mine.
No one's caught either one of ours yet, and I'll check the email again after we get off this program, and I'll see if anyone's figured it out, but so far they have not. I think that I cleverly hid mine so well, I don't know if anyone's ever going to catch it. And then yours is hid pretty well, too. So
yeah.
Okay, so menu anxiety in Gen Z, and actually, in all fairness, I've kind of had this before. Okay, there you are, not really paying attention, and you got like 10 people at a table, right? And, I don't know, somebody's birthday or something. Then all of a sudden, everyone elects you to go first. And you've been too busy bullshitting.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like,
I see where you're going now, yeah.
Yes, yeah. And you're on the spot, and you're like, oh, man, what do I do? And then you're trying to scan the menu really quick and get something, cheeseburger. I'll just go with cheeseburger and curly cues, And then later on, someone orders something really fantastic down the line. You're like, they had that on the menu. You're like, oh, yeah, it was on the menu. Yeah, you didn't see it. It was right there in the front. And I'm like, no, I didn't, because you guys made me go first. And so I got screwed. So anyhow.
I truly know that feeling.
Yeah, it sucks. It happens. It happens every now and then, and you miss out on some good food because you have to start the order because everyone's looking at you, staring at you, burning holes through you because they're all hungry. So,
well, the way I am when we have family dinners or whatever,
yeah,
I'm always one of the last ones to go. Yeah, and then you're at a restaurant and you're the one of the first ones. That's weird.
Oh, you talk about getting put on the spot, and all of a sudden you're like, ah.
Yeah.
It really is a form of anxiety, to be fair. I don't know if I take it as far as these guys do in Gen Z, but it rattles me a little bit. I'm like, oh, shit, man. Everyone's depending on me to lead off here and get this ball to rolling. And here I am going, not even looked at the menu once because I was too busy talking about some stupid story with somebody. So in other words, if I'm not doing a podcast, I'm doing a podcast talking to other people. So,
yeah,
pretty much. Okay. At going out to dinner for the lengthening list of things Gen Z simply can't or won't do like the rest of us. A surprising majority of young people reported suffering from menu anxiety while eating in a public setting, a study conducted by British restaurant chain Prezzo found. It doesn't say what they serve. The name of it is Prezzo found. Researchers asked more than 2,000 people how relaxed they felt while eating out, hoping to gauge how enjoyable the experience is for everyone. About 86% of Gen Z adults, 18 to 24 in this study, admitted they have suffered from menu anxiety while dining in restaurants, compared to 67% of all the respondents. Some of these young adults, 34%, reported feeling so anxious they wind up asking other people at the table to speak to the waiters on their behalf. Wow. While most people look forward to dining out during the holiday season or birthdays, we know, as our research shows, it can be stressful for some. There's a little bit more on this. I'm going to figure out, do I want to go any further? Yeah, there's a little bit. The frequent occurrence of this very specific fear appeared to be triggered by the increasingly exorbitant amount cost of a meal out. Oh, wow. Okay. So not only are you on the spot for getting the order started, but also it's the cost of the meal. They're looking at the menu and going, shit, man, that's $25. Oh, my God, it's $30. Man, I got to get that in the water, I guess, and I'll have like a few bucks for a tip. I get that. You know, the Gen Zers, they're not as far along as we are, so they're not making the same money we are. They don't have the same money in our bank like we do. You know what I mean? And they probably don't keep track of it as well as we do either, because they're young. I was young once, the exorbitant...
I've never been young, no. Never, no.
So the...
I've always been old.
Along with the respondent worrying about not being able to find something they like on the menu or after the fact regretting what they ordered. Now, I've done that before. Some even took it to extreme, with almost 40% of Gen Z customers saying they simply wouldn't go out for dinner if they couldn't check the menu first. I get that, because the menu is so easy to check. You go online and everybody has their menu online. A similar study... this one conducted in the United States found that 10 Americans have menu anxiety. 3 in 10 Americans have menu anxiety. Surprise, Gen Zers are the more nervous than the older generations. And that's another thing, too. The older you get, the more you don't give a shit, right? So if they put you on the spot, I think I would just sit there and take my time ordering, and if anyone didn't like it, they could jump in front of me. But before, I wouldn't think about doing that. I'd be like, oh, no, I better come up with something quick. That way everyone can like go about their business ordering. So nowadays, I would take my time and I'd look, hey, how's the meatloaf here? Is this...
Yeah, I think I would just pass it on to everybody else, and then...
Well, I tried to decipher... I tried to decipher it with the waiter real quick, but everybody looks antsy. I'll be like, hey, you go ahead. I'm going to figure this shit out.
Right.
So... anyhow.
And the bigger the group, the worse it gets.
Yes, I agree with that. And the more pressure you feel. Real quick programming note, I forgot. We have invisible ass paddlings a little bit later.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, we couldn't get to them last
night. It's been a while.
Yeah, we couldn't get to them last night. Well, it's just going to have to be like this. Maybe like... just keep a running tab of people in these ass paddlings, and I'm going to have like 3 or 4 sheets of ass paddlings, and then when we get some time, I'll just work them in. Hey, let's do some ass paddlings. You know how, like we do the did you knows and the right. odd facts and stuff like that. Just be like that.
So just 2, 3, 4, 5, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And be like, hey, you feel like some ass paddlings, good. Rob? Hell yeah, let's paddle some asses. So anyhow, Rob, you got something? Yeah, that's what I think too. I think it'll work well. So Rob, you got something you want to go to?
Yes, I do. You said you wanted to start off light tonight. I'm starting off really light.
Okay.
I found this one on All Recipes.
I like that website. I've used it quite a bit, actually.
Oh, really?
They have some fantastic stuff on there. They have the clone recipes. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, I did not know that.
Yeah, they have the clone recipes, like... Here's how you make a perfect taste in White Castle, just like hot off the grill. This is how, for one, is like a Jack Stack. You know Jack Stack around here, famous barbecue restaurant.
Yeah.
It tells you how they make their beans, their barbecue beans. Their cheesy corn bake is on there. Jesse Jim's beet recipe.
Really?
Yeah. You know their famous beets, that's on there. It's a clone. I believe it's All Season or All Recipes is the one that has some of these clone recipes on it. If I'm wrong, I'm sorry, but I thought that was the name of it. But anyhow, I love the clone recipes because you can make stuff that tastes just like there at home. So anyhow, go ahead. I'm sorry, derailed it.
Well, with this being Wednesday, this Sunday is Easter.
Yep.
I gotta throw a little Easter in tonight, so here we go.
Cool.
Forget about March Madness. The only bracket I cared about this month was the one associated with the 2024 Cadbury Bunny Tryouts Contest.
Oh, yeah.
If you're unfamiliar with the last 6 years, Cadbury has held auditions for its next mascot, the Cadbury Bunny, and the winners have been almost every animal but a bunny.
Okay.
In 2019 and 2020, a dog took the top spot.
Interesting. Cool.
In 2021, a frog. Yes, a frog.
I love that.
Down the winning bunny ears.
Cool.
A one-eyed cat named Crash took prize last year. I don't even want to know how he got that.
Crash.
But this year's winner may be its most adorable but unexpected Cadbury Bunny yet.
Cool.
And I just want... I'm reading this. Okay, this is part of the story, but it shows an Instagram.
Uh-huh.
From Cadbury USA.
Okay.
So everybody go and look. I'm going to read it to you. Congrats, Louie. You're the next Cadbury Bunny. Woohoo. Louie is a 2-year-old raccoon from Miami, Florida, who was rescued by his owner, Jamie, in 2021. After he had been deemed unfit to live in the wild. When he isn't lounging in his favorite tree, he's busy fundraising for wildlife rescue and rehabilitation centers by creating art using his toe painting skills. They also go on to say thank you to all the other finalists, all your family and friends, and every funny.
Everybody.
Who voted?
Awesome. I love that like
you
story.
You said you wanted to stay out loud. There you go.
Oh, yeah. And then I got some stuff to go into, too. But, Rob, did you know that the Mayans love coffee? For real? I'm not joking around.
No, I didn't know.
Yeah, yeah. They stone ground it. They ground the beans with a stone. Well, you know, Rick from the Filthy Bean has figured out how to replicate that recipe. And his new stone ground...
Is he still talking to us?
Yes, he is. Well, we're going to go there here soon. Right. So,
Well, yeah, we are.
Yeah, the Filthy Bean has a new blend that's at Kroger's and other select stores just in Tennessee right now. He's going to be branching out to some of the borders, like maybe, I don't know, the Missouri border, the Illinois, you know, just... he's going to be branching out, but...
I thought it reached down right into Mississippi a little bit.
Oh, maybe it did. It might have. So,
anyhow... It was Tennessee and I think Mississippi, I think.
Okay. Well, his stone ground Mayan coffee is insanely good. He has somehow figured out the replica. Rick went to these Mayan areas, I believe in Central America, to research this. And he took the beans, and he figured it out. He went there, and he did all of this himself. And he's very proud of this new recipe, and it's really good. And if you can find it, consider yourself lucky, because it is flying off the shelves as soon as it gets on the shelves. And that's the Filthy Bean Mayan Stone Ground Coffee. So if you see it, grab it. It'll be worth it. So let's take our first break, okay? And
all right.
Okay, and I'm going to come back with some ass paddlings. Sound good?
Oh, I can't wait. I'm ready.
Me neither. There's some people who fucking need it. So, we'll talk
to
them.
Hey, some good ass paddlings tonight.
Uh-huh.
Would give me a very relaxing 3-day weekend.
All right, we got some good ones.
Right on.
Next up, things overheard in hell.
Hill will be your main course forever.
The apocalypse just happened. You don't know what to do. You don't know where to go. But we can tell you what you can eat.
Good news. If your good old pal, your dog, survives the apocalypse too, Broadleaf Plantation is a good answer for both of you. The entire plant is edible from root to tip. Can be roasted or raw and is safe for canines and humans.
Two douchebags and a microphone invade your ear holes in... Hey! Who took a dump in the cooler? And now, Deep Thoughts with Mark.
Whenever I mow my lawn, then I look back at the front yard and there's always a couple of blades sticking up. Are those the blades of grass that were smart enough to duck? I may never know.
Oh shit. What's that over there?
Oh no. It's the island of horrible jokes.
Ugh. Want to hear a joke about paper? It's terrible.
All aware of the Amber Alert, right? Well, get rid of your disinfectants and rubber bedspreads, kids. It's the all-new Amber Heard Alert System. This fantastic early warning device helps one stay dry and rid of all those annoying mattress invoices. Simply hook up to child under 6 or psychopath and wait for the running water sound. This clever machine has 3 distinct settings: Babbling Brook, Ocean Waves, and Roaring River for those close calls. Order today and get a free Cinnabon Renews It cartridge.
Oh Lord, that man just sawed a puppy in half.
Hey there, don't worry, I have a clown nose.
Oh no, that drunk guy just hit my child.
It's okay, I have a clown nose.
Clown nose! Just put one on and you can do anything. Want to run for office? Murder people in public? Just grab a clown nose and bam! Everyone laughs.
Clown noses are sold at gag stores online and pedophile conventions. Grab one today and make magic happen.
Our constant pursuit for a real knee slapper. It's strange insults from an alien. Real hilarity.
You are the human equivalent to a participation trophy.
Two douchebags and a microphone.
We talk Kansas.
And I am Rob.
Alright, well, like I promised, Rob, we have some ass paddlings coming up to some very deserving people and groups or entities or whatever. So, for the newer people, the people who have been around a while listening to this program, they know that we've been doing the ass paddlings for quite some time. Topher and I started off maybe on the third episode we ever done. So, this is invisible ass paddlings to people that need it. And the way the story goes, this is how it originated. Topher and I were walking on the beach in the morning in the sand, and we were not holding hands, even though Rob and his brother swear we were. The sunlight was
blistering. And one day we will get him on air. So.
Yes. And the sunlight was glistening off of our hair, and the wind was blowing it back just a little bit, and we were walking along. And all of a sudden, I stubbed my toe. I'm like, oh! And I look down, and Topher goes, hey, dude, that looks like a genie's bottle. And I'm like, yeah, no way. That's not a genie's bottle. And I go over there, hey, Topher, it's a genie bottle. It looks like it. So I uncork it. Genie pops out. And anyhow, we're like, hey, we get 3 wishes. Da, da, da. And he goes, he rolls his eyes. He's a very condescending genie, and he couldn't stand us. But I let him out, so he had to serve us. He said, you believe everything you see on TV, assholes? No. He said, you get one wish only, and I suggest you make it count. And he goes, maybe solve world hunger, maybe the atmosphere, maybe no more war. He said, why don't you aim big on this? You got one wish. And Topher and I looked at each other and go, we want to be invisible so we can ass paddle people. The genie rolled his eyes, very reluctantly did this for us. So he granted us once a month, or maybe more now, we get to turn invisible, and we get one person grabs the person, pulls their pants down, and the other person administers the swats on said ass cheeks. So that's how this works. And every month we deem the people that we're going to go smack in the ass because they need it. So, all right, without any further ado, and we have some people that are in the Hall of Fame, like Skippy Bayless. Who else is in the Hall of Fame? We have quite a few.
Oh, hell. Dude, I'm up to 4 notebooks now.
Yeah, we got a lot of people in the Hall of
Fame. Well, no, of the whole show, so I got it. Yeah, I'm okay. Not on computer. I don't have it stored.
Okay. Well, that's
I have it stored. It just takes me a while to find it.
Oh, you're going to have fun entering all this shit into that Chromebook, dude. It's going to take you a while. Okay, here's ass paddlings. Okay. Number one, the Chicago Bears are getting ass paddling for practically giving away Justin Fields for hardly anything. One draft pick. They got robbed. They got mutilated. They got pantsed. So, they get an ass paddling. And this is the whole Bears organization. They all get an invisible ass paddling. And I'm going to go a step further, Rob. I'm going to give them a bear... Bear ass paddling. What, yeah, what you say?
Oh, yeah. Hey, bear for the bears.
Yeah, that's right. So they're going to get a bear ass paddling because they need it. So, next one.
Okay, well, I hadn't even thought about it, so I'll hold them for you.
Okay, all right. And I will administer said swats. Number
yes,
two.
You do.
Our beloved Kansas City Chiefs. I cannot ignore this. Cannot ignore it. Have to. Sorry, I love you guys, but you guys are getting an ass paddling. And they're going to get a bare ass paddling, too, for letting Legarius Sneed go for two draft picks. a third, and then a, I don't know, an eighth or whatever the fuck, the last fifth one or so, I don't know, sixth one.
Third and fifth.
Let Legereus Sneed go for a third and fifth. So they get a bare ass paddling, and they get warned. They pull some shit like this, we'll put them in the Hall of Fame. Just because we love them means nothing. We, you know,
I don't know. I've talked to a lot of people that are kind of agreeing with it.
Really? Because of the money? Because we can use that money somewhere else?
Well, the money plus what Rashid Rice stepped up and did.
Well, okay, they drafted really well.
He just did not. A lot of people are feeling like he did not earn his keep.
Legereus Sneed was the best. He was the best quarterback in the league, Rob.
I thought he was too.
He didn't allow one touchdown all year, not one, and that's with the playoffs and Super Bowl. I understand that he wanted to get paid, and we couldn't afford to give him that huge contract. But man, could they franchise him?
That's it.
Anyhow, I'm still giving him bare ass paddling. So. Okay. Next one. The NCAA tournament for having commercials more than the Super Bowl. That's a record you don't want to beat. I tried watching some of the tournament, and it's almost impossible. You can't hardly keep a concentration because they keep going to one commercial after another. And then they interrupt everything, a foul or something, or someone calls a timeout and they get a commercial on top of a commercial. It's really going to be ridiculous, just like football games, where, I mean, it's like, hey, let's watch these commercials. A football game might break out. So, they get, I don't think I'm going to bare-ass paddle them yet, but they're getting close. What do you think?
To be honest, I ain't watched a single game yet.
Okay. Well, then this is me. So I guess you'll hold
I work, and then, you know, and I got life, you know.
Okay. Well, then I guess you'll hold them for me, right?
Oh, like always.
Okay. Next, T-Mobile Home Internet for having outages regularly and screwing up my shows because every time it goes out, it takes 10 minutes for my Fire Stick to reload. So if they have one little blip, everything goes to shit. Then I gotta wait 10 minutes for that damn Fire Stick to reload. And they have little spurts of blips of nothing here and there, and it sucks. So,
meanwhile, I'm sitting here working off AT&T on my phone.
Okay. Well, T-Mobile is the one that came to my area first, so anyhow.
I figured I'd give you a shot while I could.
That's cool. Come on. All right. Lay's and all other potato chips and all bag snacks for having us buy expensive air that fills half of the bag that should be product. Yes. Yes. They get bare-ass paddled and in the Hall of Fame. I'm sick of it. I'll buy what looks like a big bag of chips and there's fucking nothing in there. I mean, it's just like maybe four handfuls. It's like, what the hell? This bag looks like it's huge. It looks like there's all kinds of chips in there. I'm not going to need another one for a year. And you get in there, you're like, man, what the hell? Nothing. So this shrinkflation and Lay's in particular, you're getting ass paddling from us.
I'm sitting here looking at a bag right now. Honestly. Seriously. Sitting here looking at a bag right now. I'm not happy with.
Yeah. It's horrible. Anyhow, Carvana for allegedly selling my information after I entered it in the website to sell a car. Then I chose to sell it to my nephew because he needed a car for a really good price. So I pulled. They gave me an offer on the car, right? And then I pulled out and was like, you know what, I'm not going to sell it now. And I sold it to my nephew and gave him a really good price because he was looking for a car. So, right after that, I started getting all these ads for cars. Now, how did they all of a sudden, you know, realize that I was selling a car and they're like trying to shove a new car up my ass? I think I know how. I think that Carvana sells your information. allegedly. I have no proof, but all I know is after I didn't sell it to them, I have all these people calling or sending me those flyers in the mail. So, I don't know. I don't know if they did or not, but sure kind of looks like it to me. So.
Yeah. Well, it goes on you. I'll hold them for you again.
Okay. The internet for making people temporarily think they know everything. The internet was already in the Hall of Fame before. The internet was already in the Hall of Fame before, but this time it's a special bare ass paddling because I'm getting sick of people knowing everything because they read it on the internet. And this includes all these fake stories. Man, people get duped every damn day. Go, hey, did you hear it? I'm like, nah, I don't think that's true. And then you get on it and it's like, okay, where did that come from? Oh, I don't know, the something-something website from, it wasn't anything legitimate. And, like, people believe this shit. And they go around and tell people about it, and then stupid people believe it because the stupid person told them they read it on the internet. So, the royal family for doctoring photos to make it look like Princess Kate is healthy when, in fact, she is battling cancer.
I read that.
Look, I understand privacy and stuff, but to me that's a form of lying when you doctor up a photo and make her look all healthy and everything. That's extreme. So
That right there took it over the limit, doctoring the photos.
So they get an ass paddling, the royal family, all of them, anyone in charge, Charles, Camilla. Andrew's been thrown out, but Andrew just needs like a bullet in his head, in my opinion.
Let him waste away like he's doing.
Yeah, piece of crap. All the idiots that complained that Santo's Pizza had a sign that said for stupid people did not apply. I think that's fine. I wish more places would put up, hey, if you're stupid, don't come in here and try to apply. We're not going to hire you. I mean, that way you don't spend all that money trying to hire an idiot. So, all the people that complained about it online and everything, you're getting ass paddling.
Amen.
Yep.
I agree. I was thinking that one once you said that. Cool. I was kind of wanting them to add them to the list.
Oh, cool.
They've been
adding.
Thank you for doing that.
Yep. And if people don't know about Santo's Pizza, it was a couple of podcasts ago, and it's and they put up a sign that said, hiring smart people only, stupid people don't apply, or something like that, you know. Anyhow, they got a lot of heat for it. So, next one, TikTok, for making zombies out of our youth and helping them do stupid fads and idiotic stunts. TikTok gets a bare-ass paddling and in the Hall of Fame. They should have been there already.
I have an idea.
Okay.
I think I just came up with a new ultra ass paddling.
Okay. An ultra ass paddling. Now, what does that entail?
Both douchebags plus every asshole gets in on it.
Oh. So that will be a new ultra ass paddling.
That's what I don't know. Just something that came to mind as you said that, because
that's the preliminary. Okay, we're gonna work on that. We're gonna have a new super duper
We have the Hall of Fame, but we need something over the top.
We need something that's just gonna smoke their ass. You're right.
And I think that right there would do it.
Cool.
My opinion.
I think that sounds great. So, and finally, the persons responsible or the person or persons or the groups responsible for scheduling all the road and bridge work for the state of Missouri. Bare-assed in the Hall of Fame. The most inconvenient times. They schedule this shit.
Let's put them up to the new award.
Okay, they get an ultra ass pound.
We've dealt with it all of our lives, man. Come on.
So they get an ultra ass paddling, but we're going to go ahead and we're going to figure out exactly the particulars of an ultra ass paddling. And the Missouri schedulers for their road work, they're the first ones to receive an ultra ass paddling. Also got another one, Skip Bayless, too.
Okay.
And we might even throw in Joe Buck for just good measure, but we'll talk about that later. So let's go ahead and take our next break, Rob. And no. You know what? Go ahead and go with this.
Actually, I think we give Joe Buck his own category.
Okay. Okay. Let's go ahead and take our next break, and we'll be right back here in a couple minutes. That sounds good.
Let's do it.
And now, Deep Thoughts with Mark.
Man, I sure wish I was the garbage man. You know what I could do if I was the garbage man? I could go to the wrong parts of town on the wrong days periodically in the morning and then watch everybody run out of their house in their underwear with two bags of trash screaming, "Stop! Halt!" Yeah, that's what I'd love to do.
Hey, fellas, remember to wipe away from the twins. Stay fresh ideas from the douchebags.
The apocalypse just happened. You don't know what to do. You don't know where to go. But we can tell you what you can eat.
Elderberries can be a delicious and tasty treat in the wild. During an apocalypse, this can be a great go-to food because it is also medicinal. It helps with inflammation to headaches, and also maybe you're sore from running from that radioactive antelope or whatever. Take some elderberries. Maybe you can run a little bit faster and get away from the damn thing.
Hey, look, I think we found land. Oh my God, I think we're safe. Oh no, it's the island of horrible jokes.
Elevator music is horrible on so many levels.
Our constant pursuit for a real knee slapper. It's strange insults from an alien. Real hilarity.
You are dressed like an assistant debate coach at an Ohio State middle school.
Two douchebags in a microphone, raw and uncensored. See Behind the Smoke Show. Watch as the douchebags get stung by a swarm of bees. Enjoy one of many coffee houses ordering our heroes out. Watch Mark revisit Clinton, Missouri to claim his innocence for all the mad shitter accusations.
I'm not the mad shitter.
Act now and get both high-quality DVD sets and a free douchebag calendar. Mark off the day with a douchebag looking at you. Supplies are limited, so act now.
Now, from his underground bunker in Camdenton, Missouri, stocked full of dried goods, canned food, and a couple of vibrating toys, it's Ramblings of a Madman, featuring Rob Rad.
Batman would look ridiculous solving crime on a sunny day.
Next time you take a dump, listen to Two Douchebags and a Microphone. It's been proven in laboratory rats to relax your anal canal. Get in comfort.
Microphone, I'm Mark.
And I'm Rob.
Here real quick, I got a couple of things I want to rattle off here. Burger King is gearing up for the total solar eclipse. The fast food chain announced that they're giving out free burgers in honor of the rare celestial event passing over North America on April 8th. The next total solar eclipse will not occur for another 20 years. Unlike the eclipse, which is expected to reach totality in certain cities for just 4 minutes, the Burger King deal will last all day. The exclusive offer is for Royal Perk members who text ECLIPSE to 251251. Fans can then redeem the buy one get one free offer by ordering on the app and online at bk.com through April 15th. If you're not a rewards member, you can still sign up and join by downloading the app to be eligible for the sweet deal. And while we're talking about food, we're talking about Lay's chips, right? And they get NAS paddling, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Lay's on their Instagram took and put out a bag of chips on it that said IHOP, Rudy Tooty, Fresh and Fruity flavored chips. Everybody thought...
What the hell?
Yes. Everybody thought it was a joke. Everybody was laughing. They go, oh, that's a good one. They're serious. They're coming out for a limited time. That is Lay's potato chips, IHOP, Rudy Tooty, Fresh and Fruity flavored potato chips. Rob, thoughts?
I have no thought on that. To be honest, I have no thought. Oh my God, why?
I that's why I asked you. I don't know what I don't
that's
know.
That's my thought. Why?
And this is not the fake story, guys. You guys haven't figured out my last one, so I can't do another fake story until you guys see it.
Yeah, so it's not my fake story either. So.
Yeah, we're kind of at a standstill on fake stories till you guys figure those out. I don't know why, Rob. I don't know why. Maybe just to get publicity.
I don't want to think about that name again.
Yeah, so anyhow, I think
IHOP with Lay's Tootie.
That sounds like a disaster to
me. That's just wrong. That's just wrong.
I would agree. And then finally, starting today, which was about a week ago, Sonic Drive-In has a new limited edition drink available called the Blackout Slush Float to give fans of an out of this world experience dedicated to the total solar eclipse. Now, customers can order a blackout slush float. Everyone else is jumping on it. Nationwide at participating locations starting March 25th through May. Oh, I guess. Okay. It just started a couple of days ago, not a week ago. Through May 5th. So through Cinco de Mayo. So March 25th through Cinco de Mayo, you can get a blackout slushy. It does not say what this blackout slushy is made out of, which is concerning to me. I mean, how do they get that color? What did they have to put in it? Right?
I'm not even going to try it, so I don't care.
All right. Rob, we look at you for the next story.
All right. I'm going to go into the rock. I'm going into rock and roll.
Sounds good to me.
As he approaches 80, rock legend Pete Townsend says the Who might have one final tour left to do. It won't be just for the joy of music. Townsend confesses he's also been touring for the money.
So he went So he went through his money, I guess?
No, I don't know, he's touring for the money, doesn't go into it. It won't be just for the joy of music, It feels to me like there's one thing the Who can do, and that's a final tour where we play every territory in the world, and then crawl off to die.
Oh, wow.
Townsend said in a recent interview with the New York Times. The original founder of the group 60 years ago, Townsend is responsible for some of the rock, super group's most iconic songs.
Yeah.
My Generation, I Can't Explain, Who Are You, Bob O'Reilly, one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Won't Get Pulled Again, and nearly all the songs on the rock opera Tommy.
Wow.
Today there's just two of the original members left, Townsend and lead singer Roger Daltrey, already 80. Townsend acknowledges that such a tour would be one last chance to cash in. I don't get much of a buzz from performing with the Who, he told the Times. If I'm really honest, I've been touring for the money. No idea on any ordinary lifestyle is pretty elevated.
You see, I find that refreshing, Rob, someone actually being honest about it. You know, everyone says, oh, we want to give the fans one more chance to see us. I wish they would just say, you know what, we really could use the money, actually, too. So it's like taboo to say that for some reason.
Well,
I admire
people.
Really
turn 80,
for
you know,
saying,
and Roger Daltrey's already 80.
Yeah. I don't know how well can Roger Daltrey still sing. He has a very strong voice.
Well, I don't know. That's just what Pete said.
Well,
but think about this, man. Think about this. All these other groups are doing their farewell world tour on 50 years.
Yeah.
They would be 60 years, dude.
Oh, wow. Wow. That is something.
Think about it. That would put them in the record books.
Well, you know what? And also, I think they deserve a farewell tour. They haven't pulled this gimmick before. Well, I mean, how many times did Kiss have their farewell tour? Ozzy had a couple.
Right.
Motley Crue was still fucking... Yeah, so, anyhow.
Well, that was Pete's version.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't know what Roger has to say.
I don't know.
It'd take both of them.
Yes, there's no way they could do it without Roger. Roger Daltrey, that voice, him himself.
Roger and Pete.
Pete Townsend and Roger Daltrey were always the two prolific members. John Entwistle, he died. What, maybe?
Yes, cancer.
No. Cocaine overdose, I do believe.
I could have sworn it was cancer.
Hang on. I'll find out.
Let me go in. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
First one wins.
Okay. It's John Entwistle, right? Entwistle. John Entwistle. Death. Cause of death.
So you did just pull up his name.
57 years old.
June 27th.
Entwistle had gone to bed that night with Aslan Rose. Aslan, A-L-Y-Z-C-E-N, Rouse. Aslan Rouse, a local stripper and groupie who awoke the next morning to find Entwistle cold and unresponsive. The Clark County Medical Examiner determined his death was due to a heart attack induced by an undetermined amount of cocaine. Yep.
I heard it was cancer.
No. And I don't think John Entwistle was an original member anyhow, but he'd been with the band quite a while, so he was, you know, widely accepted. But Entwistle had one.
Okay.
I believe it happened in Chicago. I think he went out on a little bender and just did too much. So... I know.
I was misinformed. I was told he died of cancer.
Nope. But anyhow, I mean, you know. Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, hell, he went out the way he wanted to, probably, right? Yeah.
Probably.
Hooker and
more
cocaine.
Than likely.
So there
more
you go.
Likely.
There you go. He went to the great beyond with a big smile on his face. So. I got one for you. One of 7-Eleven's signature foods can now be washed down with a similar tasting drink, Rob. Now, what do you think 7-Eleven's famous for? They have the Big Bite hot dog, right?
Okay.
Well, 7-Eleven is introducing a new line of 7 Select.
It's been years since I've been to a 7-Eleven.
Okay, well,
I knew for the Big Gulp.
They had the Big Gulp and they had the Big Bite hot dog. So
yeah,
this was their keynote, their specialty, you know, what they're known for. So 7-Eleven introducing a new line of 7 Select sparkling waters, including one that has hot dog flavor. Yes, hot dog flavored Setzer water. In a news release on Wednesday, 7-Eleven said it teamed with Miracle Seltzer, or Setzer, however you want to pronounce it, to create a lineup of sparkling waters that will include Big Bite hot dog flavored sparkling water. More details about the availability of that water will be revealed on April 1st. Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I smell bullshit. April 1st. I ain't falling for that. Nope. You know what? I'm reading this on the internet. I don't have paper to crumble. Here, hang on. Here's what I think of that story.
Dude, I just lost it. I was scrolling through my phone. Oh, I just laid back.
April 1st. Okay. All right, guys.
You got me.
So, anyhow, other flavors that they allegedly are going to come out with April 1st is lemon lime, green apple, and sweet orange. They want to be known for having Kraft Setzer waters. And they figure that the hot dog would be like the shocking one or whatever. So I don't believe it, though. I'm telling you that right now. It's coming out April 1st. Bullshit.
Let us wait and see.
Yeah, we'll wait and see. But I'm not going to waste any time. I'm going to call bullshit on them right now. I'm going to tell you, I smell bullshit on this one. So, and since we're on food...
I'll call that their fake story of the week.
That is not the fake story of the week. I encourage everyone to look that up and read what I said.
Oh, okay. I'm saying that, yeah.
Yeah, that is their fake story of the week. I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, while we're on the subject of food, I got one more thing here that I'd like to tell people about. Meltamores. Meltamores is Hostess' new brand, first ever version of a lava cake. The fluffy chocolate mini cakes are filled with a sweet center that becomes gooey and melty after just 5 seconds in the microwave. The Meltamores will be available in two varieties, double chocolate and chocolate creamy caramel. Both cakes will be chocolate flavored with a chocolate drizzle, but the double chocolate will have a melted chocolate center, and the chocolate creamy caramel that it have a melted caramel center. Let's see what else they got to say here. Well, the desserts are suitable for the microwave. You don't have to enjoy them that way. The Meltamores can be eaten as is, but zap them in the microwave for 5 seconds really elevates the experience of a warm, gooey chocolate cake. And it's most famously, it would be like Carnival's melting cake that they're so famous for, the melting chocolate cake where you like you stick your fork in and it caves in on it and this warm chocolate comes out. It's going to be like that. Hostess Meltamores are beginning to roll out now, so if you haven't already found them at your grocery store or favorite retailers, you will soon. The Meltamores will be available as a box of 8 individually wrapped cakes at grocery stores and as a single serve pack, which includes 2 cakes at convenience stores. Whatever's going on in Hostess R&D room, we dig it. Keep it up. Keep it coming, Hostess. So, there you go. Meltamores sound pretty good to me. What do you think, Rob?
Yeah, it sounds pretty good.
Yeah. All right, Rob, you got anything you want to go into for the last few minutes here of this this here podcast?
To be honest, I'm getting pretty tired, dude.
Okay. All right, that's cool.
I've had a long day.
Yep, and besides that, you hadn't had a break really all week because we're doing liners the other night. And then
Yeah,
and then you did a podcast last night, you're doing a podcast tonight. You didn't really have any rest at all. So,
right.
Yeah, I'm getting...
Thank God. Start it after I get off work tomorrow. I've got till Saturday night, so...
Oh, that's cool. All right, we'll get together.
Unless you want to get together sometime Friday, we can do something.
Yeah, we could probably do that. I'll have to reach out to you and let you know. I'm not sure my schedule.
Right. Yeah, I never know mine, so...
I got a tax appointment in the morning and the zoo in the afternoon, so... Maybe late afternoon. I don't know. It depends on how long I want to go.
No, no. We can make it Saturday.
All right. Well, you know what? We'll figure it out. Because I'm off all these
days. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Okay. Sounds good. So I would like to... I got some more liners that I'd like you to read off and stuff like that. Did you hear some of the new ones that I had in the last podcast released today?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Are you... Oh, go ahead.
And, hey, by the way.
Yeah.
I do have to answer an email.
Oh, okay.
Montrose won the Pond Dub. You remember that email?
Yes, I do.
Well, Rob Raz got 3 days off. I'll come up. I'll do it by hand.
There you go. Can do it by hand, Montrose. Now,
let me know.
Should they have that clay there? You got to pack.
They
should have the clay right there, shouldn't they? Got to have that clay so the pond doesn't leak, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm just digging it. They're
going to have to figure out. Okay, I got you. That's all they asked.
They want it dug.
Okay.
They want it dug.
You know what? You're right. It didn't say anything else.
I have a 3-day weekend. I'll come up. I'll do it.
There you guys go. Montrose, you hear that? He's going to dig your pond for you, like you ask. And do you have all the car parts they're wanting or not?
I'm working on it.
All right. There you go. Rob's your man. Not only is he digging your pond.
I'm telling you, there is a battle there.
I'm telling you. I mean, they left Tightwad alone on this last email, but I'm sure they're going to be taking jabs at him.
I know, but that's the only place I'm finding the parts.
I think they know this. I think they know this, but they're still going to mouth off. That's why they're sending you there, because if they went there, they'd probably get rocks thrown at them or something. So.
It'd probably be shot on sight, to be honest.
Probably,
it's not bad.
It's not bad. Yeah, Tightwad, they don't fuck around, man. So, yeah, they probably...
I mean, there's a little bit of distance between them. I don't know.
I mean,
you got Clinton between them.
Yeah.
They're on,
people pick on Clinton. I'd be picking on Clinton instead of anyone else. I mean, but, yeah, okay. Let's see, who else is that?
They're picking all the small guys what they're doing.
Yeah, you know what, you're right. Well, if you think about it, Montrose and Tightwad are about
the small guys.
They're about the same amount of people, right? Like maybe 5-6, right? So they're picking on someone their own size.
No, I think Tightwad's like 20-25.
Oh shit, so Tightwad could maybe come down there in numbers and kick their ass.
That's what I'm saying.
Montrose, you better watch out.
That's why I personally am behind Montrose.
Yeah. I got a request for Chet. Chet's trailer is going to be providing the electricity for us in number 5 campground, the one that's dubbed 2 Douchebags and a Microphone area.
Oh, awesome. Thank you, Chet.
I would like to make sure that that is going to be an exterior extension cord so we don't get shocked. It could be rainy. We don't know.
I'll bring electric tape.
Okay. All right. Forget it, Chet. We got it figured out.
All right. We'll cover plaster. We're good.
Okay. All right. Forget it. All right, well, I guess that's the end of this podcast, man. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you, Rob, for joining us. Everybody.
And,
Opal.
Hello.
Opal.
Yeah.
Hi, Opal. Hi, Jimmy.
Grandma Opal and Jimmy.
Yep. Hi, you guys. Dodge City, Kansas. Rah, rah, rah. Hope you guys are doing well. And you had someone else. Don't you say hi to someone in Topeka now, too?
Oh, Shirley. Yeah.
Okay. Shirley
hi,
in Topeka.
Shirley.
Hi. All right. I guess that's the end of this one. Everybody have a great night. Good night, assholes.
Good night, assholes.
Hey, where'd everybody go? We're the douchebags. Oh my god, someone took a dump in the corner. Oh jeez. Ugh, I'm glad they're gone. Let's just hope they don't come back. Whew, man, that smells.